Hello and welcome to LP2i's Delta FM radio show. This is the beginning of our international week. Here's Valérie Deforge on the mic for you this morning. And alongside with me are Christina from Austria, from Klagenfurt. We have also Maria from Cadiz in Spain. We have Emma from Oulu in Finland. We have Alessio from Valdobbiadene in Italy. And we have also Monica from Remscheid in Germany. So this morning we're having a little discussion over one or two topics, I guess. And so I'm giving the floor to Emma, maybe? Who wants to start?
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. It's lovely to be here in France and attend your International Week. Maybe I'll ask the first question. What motivated you to join this International Week?
Okay. Who wants to start? Alessio?
Well, it's a great opportunity, and we are very happy to be here and to join this group of fantastic colleagues and with our students. And it's a chance to meet new people, and it's a chance to think about our participation to this project, and not to be our little Italian group, but to think about some bigger entity that is Europe.
Thank you very much. Who wants to follow up?
I would like to thank you, Christina, to come back, because we have already been here last year and it was a great experience, and we are happy, and me and also the pupils are very excited to get to know each other and make Europe bigger again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Maria, you want to continue?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everybody. what motivated me in the first place was, travel as a teacher, kind of open my mind to new types of education. Also, I think it's very important as 21st century teachers to get close to our students, to really discover or know or get to know what are the new generation's ideas and dreams and what's going on, especially in Europe. And also, I think it's very important that as a continent, we grow together and get together, especially with all the wars and conflicts that we have. And I think this is a great opportunity to feel like a very big community,
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yeah, definitely.
I would like to add something there. Maria's thoughts were so nice, so I'd just like to say that I think this goes hand in hand with this Erasmus philosophy, although not everybody here is through the Erasmus accreditation here, but the idea that we as Europeans want to collaborate and work together and find each other as people, as individuals as well, and
for
get to
peace.
Know each other.
Mm.
Yes.
For peace and work together.
Definitely. Yeah. This is the key word. In our troubled times. Yeah, Monica.
Yes, I'd like to add that I'm an English teacher and I love English, and I see that English is connecting all of us. We are from so many different countries, and if I speak very little French, and English opens up all the channels and helps us to connect. And the idea that if we know each other, we will not fight each other. That's the main motivation.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice. Yes. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, knowing the other one is really also another key word. Yeah, definitely. Bridging, sending bridges across borders. I don't know if it's the proper expression, but we understand, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, all right. Do we have a second question? Maybe we could go over I don't know which okay. which one would you like.
I was thinking, do you have kind of the same events in your high schools in your countries?
No.
Like this big?
No,
not because
no.
this is huge. No. Like for real.
We don't either.
No, no, sometimes schools come to us to visit us, but it's only one school, and we they come for a week, and they with the host families, and they go to the lessons, but not that big.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same, and also these kind of really big projects makes me. I'm sorry if I'm a little bit political, but it makes me think about what I would love my government do in terms of budgets for public schools, mm-hmm. because I think this is beautiful, but I would love to see my students from my high school, especially the ones that I did in lower courses, to see, you know, this kind of mm-hmm. atmosphere that everybody mm-hmm. participate, even though they don't go to that country, but, you know, people coming to our country, and mm-hmm. it makes me think about what can, as teachers, as a group, how can we improve that? That's very... Mm.
Yeah, what I love here is that the whole school is involved, not just the students who have host students, but everybody's involved. Meeting the whole school in this circle this morning, that was so impressive.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, it was great. Mm-hmm. Yes, as for us in Italy, we only have a short term staying mobilities. Mm-hmm. So it involves 40 students mm-hmm. all together, but half of them are Italian and the other are from the foreign countries. Mm-hmm. So it was beautiful this morning to see all the community joining together for welcoming our committees. Okay, very, 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 it was moving.
Yeah,
and it's great to see all the pupils so open-minded. Mm. Also our students and from all other countries, mm-hmm. that's great.
And the students bloom when they travel. Mm. They become like different people almost. And like Maria said, that it's lovely to get to know your students in that way as well. It's just... It's endearing, really.
Yes, and they come out from their comfort mm-hmm. zone. They absolutely. Try something new. They're pulled to try to speak in a foreign language, to speak English, and to try.
Mm-hmm. And also value what they have at home, mm-hmm. because they give for granted everything that they have. And when they go to another type of families, and they say, okay, I think that there is even though it's for a short term, like for a week, but I think they mature a little bit, and I think they don't come the same. They don't come back the same.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, that's enrich their personality and attitude towards life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, the students who were here last year still talk about it and wanted to come again.
Yeah.
And
it
was such a great experience.
Yes, we so also in great. Our school, we have students from previous years, and it has been almost a life-changing mm-hmm. moment for some of them, and they are still in contact with some of the host families, for example.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so it's really, really nice that it continues mm-hmm. even after this International mm-hmm. Week. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It broadens their horizon. Absolutely. They see that things can be dealt with differently, that things can be organized differently. Last night we sat together with Italy, France, and Germany, and we talked about the different organizations within schools. And even hearing that gives you new
perspectives.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, different approaches to life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Okay, well, thank you very much. I think we will leave the floor to another group.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So thank you, Monica, Alessio, Emma, Maria, and Christina.
Thank you, Valerie.
This
is so cool.
Thank you. We hope you're going to enjoy your week tremendously.
Thank you. We will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bonjour à tous, je suis Valérie Deforge sur Delta FM 90.2. La radio du LP2I, c'est le premier jour de la semaine internationale. Et ce matin, on accueille notre deuxième groupe de collègues internationaux. On a à ma droite, j'ai Alina d'Ukraine, Irina d'Ukraine également, j'ai Nina à ma gauche d'Allemagne, Carla d'Italie et Lily de Roumanie. Et bien toutes les six, et bien nous allons un petit peu discuter de sujets variés, divers et variés, pendant quelques minutes. Alors Nina, qu'est-ce que vous avez choisi comme sujet ?
Alors moi, j'étais très touchée et de montrer à mes élèves que l'Union européenne, c'est quelque chose de concret et pas quelque chose qu'on voit à la télévision. Et ouvrir un peu l'horizon à mes élèves et leur montrer la beauté des pays européens, les gens de l'Union européenne, et les encourager à participer plus souvent.
Est-ce que quelqu'un veut ajouter quelque chose à ce propos, Carla?
Je veux apprendre comment organiser une semaine internationale.
Ah oui? You want to learn?
Yes, I want to learn how to organize an international week.
You would like to reproduce this in your school?
Yes, yeah. I want to reproduce, yes.
Okay, great.
And then I want to I'm sure I have a great week here in the school and also outside the school with the teacher, the French teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully, yes. Ok. Irina, est-ce que tu veux rebondir sur quelque chose qui a été dit ou est-ce que tu veux parler d'autre chose?
Je peux ajouter que, bien sûr, nous sommes très motivés de participer à cette semaine internationale parce que tout le monde connaît que l'Ukraine veut entrer dans l'Union européenne. Oui. Et bien sûr, c'est très intéressant, c'est très utile que nos élèves pourront voir tous les avantages de la vie dans l'Union européenne. Et bien sûr, c'est très important pénétrer dans la vie quotidienne européenne. C'est être touriste, c'est une chose, c'est très intéressant, c'est super. Mais habiter chaque jour avec et dans la famille, c'est une grande chance et c'est super.
C'est une autre expérience, effectivement.
Oui, bien sûr.
Découvrir le mode de vie d'une famille, d'une autre culture, c'est toujours
l'Europe,
quelque chose d'intéressant.
Derrière la fenêtre,
ouais.
C'est bien, mais l'Europe au-dedans, c'est plus utile.
Vu de l'intérieur, oui, ça c'est vrai. Alina, est-ce que tu veux ajouter quelque chose?
Je voudrais ajouter que c'est une grande chance pour nos élèves de pénétrer dans la vie quotidienne des Européens. Ils ont tellement peur de cette semaine et ils vont y participer, mais ils ont tellement peur de ne rien comprendre. Mais ce matin-là, on a vu leurs yeux qui étaient heureux que tout s'est passé bien hier soir quand ils ont qu'ils ont vu leur famille,
oui.
Leurs correspondants. Alors tout s'est bien passé. Ça veut dire que votre projet et notre participation à votre projet est parfait pour les élèves, les étudiants, les ados de toute l'Europe, de n'importe quel pays, et que vous faites une grande chose, un grand job pour nous tous.
Ben, merci beaucoup. Et on est vraiment très, très heureux tous les ans de vous accueillir. Comme ça, c'est vraiment une grande joie. C'est un temps fort, immense pour notre établissement et vraiment, vous êtes devenus de précieux amis pour la plupart d'entre vous. Ouais, vraiment.
Merci.
Lily, est-ce que tu veux ajouter quelque chose, développer un autre sujet? Toi qui as participé plusieurs fois déjà.
Ok, donc moi je suis ici depuis 2018, donc c'est la huitième fois que je viens. J'adore, effectivement, j'adore tout ce qui se passe ici, tout le personnel, toutes les organisatrices, c'est génial, c'est génial. J'ai lié des amitiés qui ne disparaîtront jamais, je crois. Et c'est très important pour moi. Mais de plus, évidemment, c'est les élèves qui gagnent le plus. C'est pour eux que je viens, surtout. J'ai vu que le projet a évolué, il faut le dire. J'observe une meilleure organisation, plusieurs activités, des activités nouvelles chaque année. Voilà, nous, les profs, on n'est plus provoqués à faire nous-mêmes des choses. Pas seulement. Et ça, c'est très intéressant de participer à ce type d'activité. Ce que je regrette un tout petit peu, c'est qu'il n'y a plus La Rochelle.
Mais oui, eh oui, malheureusement.
Mais oui, je comprends, on comprend, oui, c'est, ça va.
Oui, peut-être une autre année, on ne sait pas.
Ouais,
on verra bien, on verra bien. Ok, bon, très bien. Est-ce que quelqu'un veut ajouter quelque chose?
Je crois que les filles, ce serait intéressant de répondre à la dernière question parce qu'elle leur est destinée.
Oui, ça serait pas mal. Ça serait pas mal. Est-ce que vous êtes d'accord de répondre à la dernière question?
Bien sûr.
Ah, super.
Et être élève, être enseignant dans le pays où se passe la guerre, c'est très compliqué parce que quand tu entres dans la classe et tu connais que dans ta classe, il y a quelques élèves qui ont déjà perdu ses pères, leur père et peut-être les autres qui... leur père font la guerre... C'est toujours très compliqué et c'est très... Nos élèves sont très sensibles à cause de tout ça. Et les études n'est pas facile, mais bien sûr, il faut penser au futur. Et c'est pourquoi il ne faut pas souffrir toujours, il faut faire quelque chose. Et donc, de quelle façon nous pouvons étudier pendant la guerre? Bien sûr, c'est la collaboration avec les psychologues. Et en Ukraine, il y en a beaucoup de... Il y a beaucoup de travail, il y a beaucoup de collaboration entre les profs, les parents, les psychologues et bien sûr les organisations internationales aident beaucoup à nos élèves pour lutter au-dedans de nos élèves, pour vivre la vie d'enfant, la vie des ados. Et c'est comme ça. Et bien sûr, nous sommes, les professeurs sont devenus plus tolérants, peut-être plus flexibles, parce que nous connaissons bien qu'il y a les thèmes, il y a les sujets que nous ne pouvons pas toucher jamais. Et encore, dans les écoles ukrainiens, il y a les cours qui... je connais que ces cours n'existent pas en Europe. C'est quelque chose comme...
Comme une vie de classe, peut-être.
Un cours de vie de classe.
Peut-être, oui. Et pendant ces cours, nous pouvons communiquer, nous pouvons jouer, nous pouvons collaborer de différents pour changer le sujet, pour changer les pensées au-dedans. Et c'est tout. Et bien sûr, ces cours, vident la tête, ces cours aident nos élèves. Et toujours, nous cherchons la possibilité de faire quelque chose pour ouvrir un élève, pour ouvrir son cœur. Il ne doit se sentir seul avec ses problèmes, avec le monde qui est autour. Et c'est toujours notre grand travail, toujours, bien sûr. Et les parents aident beaucoup aussi, parce que nous pensons que nous sommes comme la famille, oui. Où il y a un enfant, il y a les parents et les professeurs.
Vous êtes une équipe.
Oui, c'est une équipe qui ont le même but. Et le même but, c'est donner, c'est étudier, c'est quoi? C'est enseigner et c'est former, construire une personne harmonique, je pense.
Merci.
Et je voudrais ajouter qu'il y a 3 semaines, je crois, on a passé 5 heures, je crois, dans l'abri avec les élèves. Il y avait un bombardement de notre ville. On continue toujours les cours dans l'abri. Ouais. Il y avait peu d'élèves, pas toutes les classes complètes, mais on continue toujours à travailler pour ne pas regarder les sites et les infos pour que les élèves n'aient pas peur. Les parents nous écrivent comment allez-vous? On écrit tout va bien, on a des cours. Les élèves, ils ne se concentrent pas sur la guerre, les bombardements, mais c'est quelque chose que on est dans le boule en ce moment et ça leur aide de ne pas penser à ce moment-là. Et on n'entend pas de bruit, on n'entend pas des explosions, mais ça leur aide de vivre ces 5 heures sans la réalité. Après, quand on lit après, c'est un peu plus facile à comprendre, d'accepter, voilà. Et en plus, pendant ce temps-là, on a des classes à distance pour les élèves qui ont quitté l'Ukraine à cause de la guerre, mais ils veulent continuer à faire leurs études à l'école, dans les écoles ukrainiennes. Alors, on a des classes à distance. Ils ont des cours à distance chaque soir. On parle seulement de la langue ukrainienne, la littérature et l'histoire, peut-être la géographie ukrainienne. Alors, ils font leurs études à l'étranger et en Ukraine en même temps. Ils ont les documents dans les deux établissements.
Et bien sûr, nous espérons que ces élèves reviennent en Ukraine. Nous espérons beaucoup.
Oui. Oui, nous avions eu des élèves ukrainiens qui étaient ici dans notre lycée. Je crois qu'ils sont tous repartis. Maintenant, en tout cas, Yaroslav, que vous avez rencontré il y a 2 ans, je crois. Je crois qu'il continue ses études en France. Oui.
On reste en contact avec lui.
Très bien. En tout cas, voilà, nous, on espère vraiment que voilà, cette situation va enfin prendre fin rapidement. Et on pense toujours très, très fort à vous, évidemment. Même si, bon, on ne communique pas aussi souvent qu'on voudrait le faire. Mais en tout cas, vous êtes avec nous, vous êtes nos partenaires de cœur également, parmi nos partenaires les plus anciennes. Donc c'est vraiment important que vous soyez là pour nous tous les ans. C'est vrai.
Merci beaucoup.
C'est vrai. On va en rester là et on va accueillir un autre groupe, un dernier groupe de ses collègues internationaux. Eh bien écoutez, allez, on rend l'antenne. Merci. Hello everybody, this is Valérie Deforge for Delta FM 90.2 here at LP2Z's radio show. This is the first day of the International Week, and here at the table we have some international guests. So on my right there is Stefania from Romania, there is Titi from Finland, there is Natasha from Denmark. We have Lotus from Romania as well, and we have Juanma from Spain. And all together, we are going to discuss a few things, you know, about this International Week beginning today. So, we'll start with Juanma, maybe. Yeah, he's our only male representative here at the table. So
you're being polite to me.
Yes. So the topic is, what motivated you to join this event, this International Week?
Well, to be honest, I'm a bit embarrassed because I'm the one who had no motivation, no specific motivation. I was a bit forced to come here.
Okay.
But I'm really happy to be here, okay? Because I can appreciate all the things that you have prepared, all the things that you are doing here, and all the good things that our students can get from this experience, okay? And in fact, I just wanted to join the Erasmus Plus program. Mm-hmm. And this is not the Erasmus Plus program. It is better. This is going further, okay? This is different because has way more schools than an ordinary Erasmus Plus program, which is usually composed of three schools. Mm-hmm. We have here seven, maybe.
Nine.
Nine yeah. schools. We have nine countries too. Okay, so we have around seven languages, because now we have Germany and Austria. We have seven languages. Mm-hmm. And so it's way more interesting than the ordinary Erasmus Plus program. It also has to be said that this type of programs can only be prepared in a school such as yours, which is magnificent, okay? And I know that your work has been huge, Valerie. Okay, I have to congratulate you.
Thank you. As I said before, I mean, we are very, very happy to have you, international colleagues, every year. It's really a pleasure, and all this work is really worth it, because then we've made some very good friends, and over the years they come back, and we love just exchanging and interacting with everybody like this. So, yeah. Thank you. Who wants to continue with the same question? So what motivated you to come? Stefania, this is your second time here.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be here again. Thank you so much for having us. I was thinking about what motivates me. I think it's most about my students, because this experience is very important to them. And this year we have 10 students. The last year we've been here with 8. Mm. So our school, it's small, but we have some good students that they want to see other countries and other cultures. And I'm very happy to be here with them and share this together.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Very happy to have you here again. Titi, this is your first time?
Yes, this is among my first time.
Yes.
I was asked to participate here. And I think also the students are the main reason why I am here, because this is such a valuable experience for them, and I'm glad to being able to provide for them this experience. But also, I'm really interested about seeing how you manage this whole week, how you can organize such a big event with so many people. We have some smaller events in our own school that I have been doing myself with colleagues and students. And I know it's really a complicated thing to organize everything. So I'm happy to see how everything is going. And I'm really impressed about this.
Okay. Well, so far so good. Let's wait until the end of the week and see if we can say the same. Well, hopefully, yes, we'll be able to. Okay, thank you. Natasha?
Yeah, so for me it's the first time, and of course I agree that it's very important for the young people to see a different culture. On the side, I'm lucky that I speak French and that they said to me I could go come to Poitiers. I'm very happy to be here because I've always heard about teachers going to another country, being able to visit another school, seeing the ways they do things. And for me, this is really, really exciting. Just sitting with all of you guys and talking for an hour, it's mind-blowing. I've learned so much for just 1 hour. It's amazing. So this is a perfect experience. Mm. Perfect. Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Great, great. Happy for you. Mm. Lotus, we're finishing with you because you are maybe our oldest partner on this event.
The most faithful.
Yeah, the most faithful. Absolutely. Every year we have Lotus among us. Yes. Very lucky.
So I'm very motivated. Very motivated, and I have very great expectations. But still, every time they are surpassed. So the expectations that I have are not only satisfied, but more than satisfied. And I think it's a unique experience. I don't know if there are other schools that organize such a grand event with usually 10 countries, 100 guests, student guests, and teachers, plus teachers. And in fact, what I love here is the human bonds that are established. And the more we come, the bonds become stronger. Mm. And I think it's also very rich, very different. So we have parades, we have parties, we have shows, music, an infusion of different countries from Europe, and not only because last year we had India as mm-hmm. well. So if this could be organized more often or at all the schools, I think we'll have only peace and happiness.
Yeah.
And also I think you are lucky to have directors, principals who sustained, because it's an effort, it's a
absolutely
dedication, and for the guests from Europe, it's an overwhelming experience mm. that we treasure along the whole year. And speaking about students, I meet students who graduated after a number of years, and they tell me the most beautiful and memorable experience that we had in all our school years, 8 years, it's the moment we went to Poitiers. So it's almost, we feel like crying when we hear this. So I thank you very much from the bottom of the Romanian heart.
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you to all of you. I mean, all these, all your words, I mean, go, yes, yeah, straight to our hearts as well. But it's, you know, it's a real collective adventure, and we are very, very lucky to have principals who always agree to perpetuate this event and make it possible. Without them, of course, it wouldn't be possible, and without our host families and without our students, who also adhere to the project here. I mean, in our name, there's the word international, and this is important. And they know that they will have to be involved somehow with international guests, you know, and learn and also move, go on mobilities, travel. And it's important for them, it's important for us, it's important for the school. And so we thank you again for your participation every year. It's really great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is it for today, and we wish you a very good International Week.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.